Dear New York, at Northwell Health Go Health Urgent Care, we know whatever comes next, we'll be ready. With 52 centers in our neighborhood, we offer convenient, expert care for minor injuries and illnesses 365 days a year. Can't make it to your local center? The same providers in our centers can see you virtually from the comfort of home. Remember, the health of one of us is the health of all of us. Love, Northwell Health, Go Health Urgent Care.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning, 10 days after the election. What's going on? I'm not sure anybody really knows. But with us this morning is Dick Morris, one of the chief strategists in Washington. And he's got his ear close to the ground, and he usually knows what's going on. Good morning, Dick Morris. How are you?
Hey, Kat. I'm doing really well.
How do you see things?
Well, I think that I think Trump still has a significant chance of being able to win. There are several ways that can be accomplished. The first is through recounts. The second is through court cases. And the third is through the state legislatures. In terms of recounts, the recount in Georgia is a total fraud. I have a video that I put on Newsmax TV and is on my website, dickmorris.com, in which was filmed by a recount inspector, a Republican, on Friday. And she shows that she was kept and the others were kept about 40 feet away from where the ballots were being counted or examined. And there's no way they could possibly look at each of these, look at any of these, and tell what was going on. And that is a so-called hand recount that the Secretary of State ordered. Totally illegitimate, totally fraudulent. Also, as proof of the fact that this was a long-term conspiracy, when the Trump people said, okay, why don't you examine the signatures on the envelopes and make sure they compare with the signatures on the voter file, the Biden people said, no, you can't do that. The state of Georgia, the Secretary of State, the same guy, entered into a consent decree with the Democrats, not to examine signatures anymore. This was in the era when Stacey Abrams was running for Senate.
Is that a joke or is that for real? My God.
Absolutely true. She was claiming there was voter suppression, and part of settling her lawsuit was the Secretary of State, who's anti-Trump anyway, even though he's a Republican, agreed to a consent decree that they would not examine signatures and look for forgeries. Incredible. The recount in Wisconsin offers a far more optimistic picture because it's going to be honest. In Arizona, there is no recount. And the margin for a mandatory recount was only 500 votes. And so I don't think we're going to get a recount there. In Pennsylvania, that's all up for grabs, and it depends on what the court says. And that brings me to the second avenue, the courts. Behind all of this lies the allegation that Dominion voting machine systems jimmied the results and transferred votes from Trump to Biden. And there's some proof of that. And that's going to be one of the elements of the court case. But the most significant part of the court case is what Rudy talked about in Pennsylvania and in Detroit, which is the failure to examine ballots and to examine whether the ballot was legitimate or not. It was examined, but only with Democrats there, no Republicans there. And normally 3.5% of absentee ballots are thrown out. Now only 0.3% of absentee ballots were thrown out. So that's going to be a very fertile source of inquiry. The other thing is the state legislatures decide who gets the votes for the state. They allot the electoral votes. And in Arizona and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia, the Republicans have a majority in both houses of the legislature. And I think what's going to happen now is they will gear up and the state legislatures will demand an audit, not just a recount, but an audit that examines all of this stuff. And that'll override any court order that's out there and will force a recount, even if the secretaries of state, who are largely Democrats, don't agree to it. But this will take a while. This will take 2 to 3 to 4 weeks. Wisconsin's recounts typically take 2 weeks. So be patient. Hang in there. And donate money to the fund for the Georgia recount. And follow it daily on my website, dickmorris.com. Subscribe to my lunch alerts for free. And several times a day, I'll send you video updates on what's going on.
Well, Dick Morris, thank you for your update, and God bless America. I hope I think what the American people want is the truth, and whatever the truth is, and hopefully by the middle of December, before the Electoral College meets, the truth will come out one way or another, and whoever the president of the United States is at that point, we're going to salute them.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Dick Morris.